Back now with Day to Day, that great export from Brazil, Bossa Nova, is 50 years old this year. Listening 50 years ago and now, musician and Day to Day contributor David Wass.
Bossa Nova, loosely translated, means new thing, which in this case meant a harmonic sophistication borrowed from American cool jazz and the dumping of the old school accordion in favor of the nylon string guitar. Traditionalists frowned on this shocking development, just as American elders wished for the early demise of demonic rock and roll records. Fat chance. It's fitting, then, that Brazilian guitar virtuoso Tonino Horta's new album, To Jobim With Love, comes on the golden anniversary of the opening of composer Antonio Carlos Jobim's landmark musical Black Orpheus. The Oscar-winning film version was followed by Jobim's Girl from Ipanema in 1963, a collaboration with American tenor sax star Stan Getz that made the bossa nova front page news. The high, or low water mark, depending on one's orientation, came with the release of Frank Sinatra's 1967 collaboration with Jobim.
In my loneliness.
Sinatra's English language reading of Meditation is echoed in Tonino Horta's whispery vocal and tender touch on the guitar. Befitting the music's debt to American jazz of the 1950s, Horta makes use of some of this country's best instrumentalists, among them bass virtuoso Gary Peacock and tenor saxophonist Bob Mincer.
Não pode mais meu coração.
But it's when the human voice is sparely accompanied by acoustic guitar that the soul of the form comes to life.
Escravizado uma ilusão que é só.
When singer Gal Costa intones the melancholic Modina, one forgets that bossa nova was ever a revolutionary movement, nor Jobim a musical maverick. 50 years later, the poignance and delicacy of the music continue to charm the ear and move the heart. Feliz aniversario.
The album is To Jobim With Love by Tonino Horta, our reviewer, David Wass.